This is News Talk.
Well, the cost of living plan, of course, dominates all the front pages. The coverage, the reaction isn't great to the plan, it's fair to say, if you read the papers this morning. The Irish Independent headline, the €500 million sticking plaster. Price rises of almost 5% are set to continue this year as the government's plan to tackle rising costs was described as a sticking plaster. Experts have warned the ongoing cost of the living crisis is set to punch a €2,000 hole in the average household budget this year. Labour leader Alan Kelly said this is a sticking plaster, it's a drop in the ocean, and the frugal finance ministers missed the mark with this package. Then you go on to the Irish Examiner, their main headline, cost of living plan won't be enough. And this isn't criticism by anyone else. This is actually the government saying the government has admitted that its €500 million package to address the cost of living crisis won't be enough for many families. Opposition parties and social justice groups were scathing in their criticism of the plan. Lack of ambition, it's been described as. Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty says it won't scratch the surface of the pain being felt. Just a reminder, the energy credit increases to €200, 20% reduction in public transport fares, a lump sum payment of £125 on the fuel allowance, a further reduction in the drugs payment scheme, it goes from €100 to €80, and there will be reduced caps for school transport, how much the bus costs to get your children to school. The Irish Daily Mail has an interesting angle on it. The headline is Bonanza for the Holiday Home Owners, and it looks at, well, OK, every household is getting £200 off their energy. What if you own multiple properties? And it says that holiday home owners are poised to get double the new €200 electricity refund in a move that is set to infuriate millions who are struggling with rising household bills. So there was heavy criticism last night that they didn't tailor the grant to exclude those who can afford to have a holiday home and target those hit by soaring inflation. The point made by the Mail is that if you can afford to have a nice holiday home somewhere down the country, if you want to call it that, well, should you be getting the €200 energy credit? But sure, then, of course, millionaires and billionaires are also getting the €200 as well. But anyway, that's the Irish Daily Mail's take on it, the Irish Daily Mirror's take on it. Prices crisis to leave us €4,000 a year worse off. So the Indo says you'll be €2,000 a year worse off. The Irish Daily Mirror says it'll be €4,000. The only paper that's slightly more positive about it is the Irish Times, not much more, but they just say that the package went further than expected, and then they go through some of the opposition reaction. Anyway, Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue will be on this morning's News Talk Breakfast, and I'm sure Ciara and Shane will have lots of questions for him about the cost of living plan, and we'll chat about it later on here on Breakfast Briefing. On to something else on the front of the Irish Times, which is about schools, and I don't know if parents have thought about this, maybe teachers have, certainly school management is thinking about it, the extra bank holiday, because schools say they remain in the dark about whether the academic year is going to be shortened now in light of the government's new bank holiday. So as you know, there's an extra public holiday on March 18th this year, and then there'll be one for St. Bridget's Day next year and from then on. A spokesperson for the Department of Education has said it was considering the impact. So they haven't made an announcement yet. The Department of Education is considering the impact of the additional bank holiday on the length of the school year. And it's going to be in communication with schools in due course. However, many schools apparently have interpreted the government announcement as unofficial confirmation that the academic year for school children is now one day shorter. And a European Commission analysis has found that already secondary school students in Ireland have one of the shortest school years in Europe, and it could be getting shorter, it would seem. No talk there of having an extra school day to count for, to counteract that extra public holiday. So it looks like it's just a one day shorter, the academic year for school children. Staying with the Irish Times, and I suppose there was so much on the cost of living yesterday that we may not have heard much from the Oireachtas Housing Committee, but the Irish Times covers this morning the news that if you've a pub that's closed for 2 years, it will be eligible to be redeveloped into housing without planning permission once new regulations come into force next week. So the whole idea is to get more people living in towns, in city centres and town centres above shops and all that stuff. So this will add, you know, public houses to above shop spaces in towns and villages, and they will be exempt from planning. That'll be extended to 2025. Minister for Housing Dara O'Brien said they would be limited to 9 units. If you have a vacant building like a pub, you could turn that into 9 apartments or townhouses or whatever, and external building fabric and protected structures would remain in place. Interesting idea. I know a lot of people who'd love to live in a pub. Maybe they'd like to live in one that still acts as a pub, though, rather than one that's been turned into a house. Now, lots about Valentine's Day in the papers, given that it's on Monday. Serious story in the Mail is that Gardaí are warning those looking for love this Valentine's Day to be on high alert, because romance fraud has soared by a concerning 150%. And they go through the Netflix documentary The Tinder Swindler, which has shed new light on the lengths that con artists will go to when luring an individual into a false sense of romance. If you haven't seen that yet and you have Netflix, I highly recommend it. My jaw was kind of on the floor for a lot of it. Just amazing the life you can curate for yourself if you can con people into giving you lots and lots of money. But anyway, Gardaí say that millions of euro have been lost in Ireland in recent years as a result of romance fraud. And look, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And just keep your wits about you if you're online dating or, you know, fall in love with someone and then they start asking you for money for their sick mother or things like that. Tinder has a new feature. It's a blind date feature, which allows users to select a potential partner based on chat rather than their appearance. This is in the Irish Examiner this morning. The dating app said its fast chat blind date feature is directed at its Gen Z users, those aged between 18 and 25, who make up more than 50% of its members. Apparently they want a personality first approach. They don't care about looks. If you're 18 to 25, you care about personality to find a partner, and you're looking for authentic connections there. So you answer a series of icebreaker questions and allow Tinder to pair you with someone based on similar responses before you go into a chat room and talk to these people, and you don't see their picture and see is there a spark without looking at them, which is quite interesting. Also to do with romance, in the Star this morning, new research reveals a quarter of people admit to confiding in a taxi driver about their love life, and 28% have taken romantic advice from a driver. This is new research from Free Now, which tells us that almost a third are planning a romantic dinner at a restaurant, while a quarter plan to enjoy a cosy evening at home together. And Galway and Ayr Square was voted Ireland's most romantic destination for loved up couples on February 14th, almost half saying they'd love to celebrate out west, while a third opted for Dublin for a romantic break. No mention, of course, of Paris here, where a lot of people head off this weekend too, not just for the rugby but also for love. And taking a taxi is the most popular way to travel to a date, if you ever cared about that. Final story comes from the Daily Express this morning. If you do find love and you decide to go away, who's better at packing, a man or a woman? Well, we finally have an answer to that question, which I'm sure has kept many of you awake at night. And it turns out men are quicker at packing, but women are more organised and plan what to take more thoroughly. Now, in fairness, the lads just sort of throw everything into a bag and head off. Women spend 31 minutes filling their case for a weekend break, while men take just 23 minutes. And more than a third of women pack a few days in advance of a trip, while 41% of men leave it until the day before. So we have some advice, because apparently people need advice on how to pack a bag. The advice is that you should write out a list of what you want to take on your getaway. Check ahead to see what hotels already have. So see, does your hotel room have a hairdryer, and pack delicate items in your shoes. Apparently you'll never regret writing a list and packing in advance. And apparently workwear has become more casual, as we all know, because of the pandemic or whatever. So they say that it makes it easier to choose items that suit both work and life. So you can rest easy knowing that men pack quicker and better. Well, they don't pack better than women. Women pack clever, men pack quicker. That whole idea, though, that women take it a few days in advance, I think that definitely happens because you start leaving out bits. You mightn't put them into the bag, but you certainly leave them out and just go, I might need that, leave it there, and I'll decide at the end of the week.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com, this is News Talk.